KFWB News Talk 980.
5:48 on LA's Morning News.
As efforts to contain the Gulf of Mexico oil spill continue, we want to get an update on how things are going.
Yeah, to get that, we go live to New Orleans for AP correspondent Bill Fuller. Bill, engineers experienced a bit of a setback yesterday. Tell us about it.
Phil Penny, they wanted to run some tests on the blowout preventer to make sure it could hold the pressures of them pumping the fluids, the mud, the cement into the wellhead. We should learn in a couple of hours. They'll hold a technical briefing what the results of that was, and hopefully we will. They'll be able to get the static kill underway maybe later today.
And once they actually begin static kill, it's not like it's a couple of minutes. This is going to take some time too, right?
Right. Maybe a couple of days. You know, they'll do a little bit, watch it, do a little bit, watch it, do a little bit, and watch it. Maybe a couple of 3 days.
What are they watching for? Pressure?
They'll watch the pressure on the head itself to make sure it'll be able to stand when they start pumping it in, sealing it off, and then make a decision, BP, whether they want to continue with the relief well, which is going on next door, and whether they need to do the same thing to it and pump the cement mud into it as a permanent kill.
Well, that's the first I've heard the last couple of days that they might, do away with all thought of the relief well. I can't imagine that they would. Why?
Well, they think that the static kill will be successful and they won't have to do it to the relief well. But I think
until it's not.
Well, I think that they will find out probably from Thad Allen that he wants it done. He has said all along that's the only way that this thing will be completely dead.
Yeah, Bill Fuller, I'm curious, with the understanding the well could be permanently plugged up soon, is there a sense of optimism among the people who live and work in and around New Orleans?
Oh, yeah. We've been watching this unfold just like you and Penny have for days now, saying that they were going to do it, they keep putting it off. We're hoping that it does get done today so we can see some relief in sight.
Yeah, that would be great, but I know that they're also still concerned about people forgetting about them and leaving while there's still, oil that's going to be coming ashore for some time, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, Thad Allen and BP, I think it was just BP, met with some of the parish officials, parish leaders late last week, told them that they wanted to have a plan put together by today as what they think needs to be done once the well is sealed up, where they need to go with the cleanup effort.
All right. Well, we will follow this today. We are all keeping our fingers crossed. Thanks a lot. That's AP correspondent Bill Fuller in New Orleans.
5:51 on LA's Morning News.
Now traffic on the ones. Here's Rhonda Kramer.